tragedy in Europe. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A shooting at a busy shopping mall in Denmark's capital Sunday afternoon. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reporting.
Mass shooting inside a busy Copenhagen mall. Three people are dead, another three critically hurt. The suspected gunman is identified as a 22-year-old Danish man. He was quickly captured. Investigators say it's too early to speculate on a possible motive.
Witnesses say there was a stampede of people fleeing the gunshots. In Ohio, a traffic stop takes a deadly turn. Fox's Claudia Cowan has more.
The shooting happened last Monday after police in Akron, Ohio, pulled over 25-year-old Jaylen Walker for a traffic violation. Exactly what it was is unclear, but Walker allegedly sped off and a routine traffic stop became a public safety threat after police say an apparent gunshot was fired from Walker's car while cops were chasing him. Police say body cam video captured what they believe was a muzzle flash from the car early in the chase. Walker at some point abandoned his vehicle and the pursuit became a foot chase with eight officers yelling at him to stop. The police chief says it appears Walker turned toward the officers in a way that led them to believe he was armed, but he says they will be held to account.
Protests happening throughout the area. Australia's prime minister visiting Bucha and other Ukrainian cities in the Kyiv region Sunday. Ukraine's President Zelensky, through a translator, says the Russian attacks must end.
We have to further increase the sanctions pressure, and we are grateful to Australia for their straightforward and consistent position in terms of the sanctions.
Australia's prime minister says his country supports Ukraine in seeking justice for the war crimes committed there. Russia denies any wrongdoing against civilians' human rights in Ukraine. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Toyota is recalling tens of thousands of a popular truck line.
Owners of Toyota Tundra pickup trucks will be notified by the end of the month if they're affected by a new safety recall. The Japanese automaker says the vehicles in question have certain nuts that can loosen over time. If the problem persists, it could ultimately affect the vehicle's stability and brake performance, increasing the risk of a crash. Dealers will reportedly inspect the affected Tundras and make any necessary repairs. Tom Graham, Fox News.
You can now add Indiana to the growing list of states with stricter data privacy laws.
An amended data breach notification law. It requires businesses and other entities to notify people without reasonable delay, but not more than 45 days after discovery of a data breach. A delay, they say, is reasonable if it's necessary to restore a computer system, discover the scope of a breach, or because state law enforcement asks for a delay in order to investigate. The National Law Review says while a few other states have a similar time frame, this may complicate things for impacted businesses with customers or clients in multiple states. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Fox's Abby Hornacek and Boston Tea Party Ships and Museum Creative Director Evan O'Brien are in Boston discussing the importance of that political protest.
We are at the Boston Tea Party Ships and Museum, where just a few yards away, something pretty significant happened. What was the role of the Boston Tea Party that eventually led to our independence?
Sure. So we look at the Boston Tea Party as the single most important event leading up to the American Revolution. It was the catalyst. It's what propelled propelled America down the road to revolution and led to the nation that we know today.
I was so surprised to learn that some of those crates weighed up to 400 pounds. So here I am thinking that it took the colonists 45 minutes to do all this. No, it took them up to 3 hours.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.